From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is in Kenya amid extremely tight security for the start of a two-day visit. Mr. Obama touched down in Nairobi Friday evening and was greeted on the tarmac by Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta and other dignitaries. The president later had dinner with his step-grandmother, his sister, and other Obama family relatives. This is Mr. Obama's first trip to Kenya as president. He visited the country before when he was a U.S. senator. Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto says that the U.S. president visiting means a lot to his country.
President Obama is not just any other American president. He has African roots and more specifically Kenyan roots. And so it is significant in a very different way.
Mr. Obama will address the Global Entrepreneurship Summit on Saturday. He will give a speech at a stadium, and then he will travel to Ethiopia. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says if the U.S. Congress disapproves a deal on Iran's nuclear program, it would give Tehran a green light to develop a nuclear bomb. Speaking at the Council on Foreign Relations in New York, Mr. Kerry said congressional rejection of the deal would undermine President Obama's ability to act worldwide.
I mean, it's a repudiation of President Obama's initiative and a statement that when the Executive Department negotiates, doesn't mean anything anymore because we have 535 Secretaries of State.
Congress has 55 more days to accept or reject the deal. President Obama has threatened to veto any legislation that does not endorse the pact. This is VOA News. Turkish jets struck Islamic State targets in Syria Friday. The attack followed a deadly clash between the jihadists and Turkish soldiers on the Syrian border. As Dorian Jones reports, security forces also carried out raids on Islamic State and Kurdish militants in Turkey's largest city.
In Istanbul and several other cities, police carried out over 100 dawn raids. More than 200 people have been detained in the sweep. The operations were aimed at both the Islamic State militant group and the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK. At least one person has been reported killed. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu said the raids were part of a widening operation. The raids follows Monday's deadly bombing by a suspected IS suicide bomber that killed 32 people, many of whom were Kurds. In retaliation, Kurdish militants killed two police officers they accused of collaborating with the jihadists. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned the PKK that Turkey was in a new era and that the PKK had to immediately lay down its arms or face fatal consequences. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
The U.S. military says it killed a top al-Qaeda commander in an airstrike earlier this month in southeastern Afghanistan. The Pentagon confirmed that Abu Khalil al-Sudani, a high-ranking al-Qaeda operational commander, was killed by an airstrike in the Bermal district of Paktika province on July 11th. Colonel Pat Ryder is a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command.
The death of al-Sudani denies al-Qaeda a well-connected, proven operational planner and leader. And so certainly this will, at least temporarily, disrupt their ability to conduct attacks.
The Pentagon described al-Sudani as the head of the Sunni militant group's suicide and explosive operations, adding that he was directly linked to plotting attacks on U.S., Afghan, and Pakistani forces. European regulators have given a green light to a prospective new malaria vaccine, setting it on the path to possible licensing and assessment by the World Health Organization. The European Medicines Agency said Friday that the drug, known as Mosquirix or RTSS, should be licensed for babies and very young children, despite mixed results in testing. Gregory Hartle is a spokesman for the WHO.
We need to look at its affordability and its cost-effectiveness. We will also need to look at the public health value of the vaccine in relation to other malaria control measures.
Nearly 200 million people are infected with malaria every year. More than 600,000 people, most of them children, die annually from the disease. And the gunman who killed two people and wounded nine others in a Louisiana movie theater before killing himself Thursday evening had a long history of mental illness. There is no word on his possible motive. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.